Guys, welcome to the Pure Progress Lifestyle, where the only thing that matters is progress. What happens when you hit the fucking wall? And that happens to everybody, you know, no matter what it is. Sports, career, business, doesn't matter. Everybody hits a wall, you know. And what do you do when you hit that wall? You know, because it can feel like things get dull. You know, you're not as enthusiastic. You know, especially if you've been doing it for a while and you haven't gotten the results that you really were hoping for, then you really start questioning, should I quit? You know, is this even for me? I mean, am I even doing the right thing? You know? And it just feels like all things are just not going your way. And then you look online and you see like so many other people are just successful. And it's really frustrating. But, you know, I don't know how other people got successful, especially if you look, you know, on YouTube, Instagram, social media, how a lot of these people blew up. I have no idea. A lot of it is a big cesspool. A lot of the things that you'll learn and all that will do more damage than good. So I don't know. I don't really want to know how they got to where they were, you know, but I do know just based on my own previous experience is that eventually you're going to get the skills and knowledge and everything that you need to get you where you want to go, but you just can't give up. And I know it's hard, especially when you hit the wall and it's like, ah, I don't want to do it. You just gotta, like, if I was to say, you gotta find a way that's easier said than done. But, you know, it's always nice to, like, you maybe go for a walk, you know, go through, you know, a walk and ask yourself some really good quality questions. Like, all right, what do I want? What's the biggest obstacle? How do I get to where I need to go? And then just let answers come to you and just let nature and the questions in your brain just take its course and just, eventually you'll get some answers, you know, and you'll start to look at, okay, I got to do this and this and this, this and this, this. All right. So maybe, you know, you take a little time to just do nothing and then just clear your head to find that, you know, triumph again, that passion, you know, maybe you just need to feel it like those empty feelings. So that way, you know, a little bit of passion will come right back, but you know, and that's the continuous thing of this whole journey. You know, I remember playing baseball when I was really good at it. But to get really, really, really good at it, I mean, I was out there every day just practicing hitting, and there was a lot of times I didn't want to go down to the ball field, but I just, you know, I was forced to. And like all of that like add up to the equivalent of getting better to where, you know, and that was a lifetime. So when you're at the wall, I know I feel it's really hard, especially if you look at social media, like how people, you know, it just seems like they blew up overnight. I don't know. I don't know their story. I don't really care to. But I do know you're at a place where this is like, this is your opportunity. This is your key in life. You know, if you're stuck, if you're feeling, you know, up against that wall, there's some questions like, what do I got to figure out? You know, what's going to make me stronger? What's going to make me different? What's going to make me better? And then that sets you apart from everybody else. Like, what can you do better? You know, maybe you just have a different perspective, a different, you know, outlook on things that you can contribute. But it's about you and how you do. And then just see what you come up with and then just keep going at it. Because if you just don't stop and you just keep going, you're going to get to somewhat of where you want to go, you know. And I know the biggest obstacle for most people is it's the money. You know, we all want money without a doubt, and you know, they say money is the root of all evil. Yeah, kind of. Like, I mean, without, if you don't have money to pay for all of the shit that you need to live a comfortable life, like, that's kind of evil. So it's all about how you look at it and slice it. But without the money, like, take the money away, why do you want to do what you want to do? And then come up with some really good answers there. And then that might, you know, reignite that fire of passion again. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is find a way through hitting the wall. And when you do that, and it's going to happen many, 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 many times. It happens all the time. But every time you find a new way, it's like you gain this perspective. You gain this outlook. You gain this thing that when eventually you do start getting to where you want to go, you have this great insight that will make you even better than what you were before. All right, guys. I hope that helps. We all get stuck. We all hit the wall. But, you know, we all need something, some little way that somebody else said it that, you know, makes it more clear than somebody else for us to really get it. All right. So hopefully it helps. I'll see you guys on another episode.